Hi, this is Cliff from the Cliff and Sharon Radio Show. Welcome to this week's podcast, where we count down five of the most impressive, interesting stories from our show this week.
Oh my gosh, there's some great stuff going on in the world, and we want to share them with you.
Listen up, everybody.
I'm all ears.
Listen. Oh my God.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Number five.
If you're old enough to remember a very famous comedian, George Carlin, he made a name for himself by coming up with the seven words you can never say on radio or television.
Right.
And he proceeded to say them, right, which is great. Now, when you're in broadcast and you're in the public eye, you have to temper yourself. And we have a delay button, which I have to use a lot on Sharon.
Oh,
but, you know,
stop.
No,
stop.
I'm just kidding.
But, I do, and I don't know that anybody's terribly shocked by this. Certainly my friends, I swear, off the air. I liked a good juicy swear word. Who doesn't? I mean, I do, but you can't say it on the radio. You can't say stuff on the radio.
No, you have to be careful. Well, a radio personality in England pranked his coworker by making her think they were live on the air, and then he proceeded to read a list of swear words. A few we could probably get close to, but there's so many on here you would never say out loud.
He was saying, hey, there's these words now, these swear words, apparently, like the regulations have changed and we're allowed to say them on the air. And the first couple weren't too bad, but the rest were words we will never be allowed to say on radio or TV. So she's his co-host. She is panicking. She's absolutely panicking. And she kept pleading with him to stop as he's counting down this list of words. And the last handful are like really bad, bad words. But he finished the whole list before he finally revealed that, oh no, we're not really on the air. And here's part of it. And you can hear the panic in her voice. Here's part of it where he's saying, some of the worst words.
Number nine.
Alex!
No, but it's okay.
It's not even 8 o'clock.
But they're saying it's okay now and we can get away with it.
I'm scared.
At number eight, we can get away with
you
that.
You are really enjoying saying these things, aren't you?
Yes.
Alex, stop it!
What?
This is too much for my little ears at this hour.
My little ears.
You're getting too much satisfaction out of reeling these words off.
So I reckon we're okay with these.
Oh, well, I hope we are, because I quite like my job.
At number five.
Alex! Stop it! Come on, my ears.
No, because I want to know, do you think shit is acceptable?
Alex! Alex, you can't! You can't say it. You need to stop it. Alex, stop!
What? Come on, there's two more words to go.
No, I'm sorry, you can't... Alex, right, what are you doing? What are you doing? Can somebody help?
And the number one word on the
table. Alex, seriously, what are you doing? No, I'm really sorry. Alex, stop it.
Number one is...
Alex! I'm so sorry.
Emma, it's all right, we're not on the radio.
Oh, my God! I hate you. I hate you. I literally want to call you every word on that list.
Oh my God. It is hilarious. We've put a link to the video on our Facebook page. She is so... I love her. Alex! She said afterwards she thought that there was something medically wrong or that he'd taken something because this just wasn't him and it was just... There was nothing she could do. He was controlling the board and the mics and everything. But she... The panic... Because if you started doing that, I'd be the same. I'd be like, what is wrong with Cliff?
It's so out of character. Now, if you started doing
that... Stop it.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
Number four.
Do you have a bathroom scale?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you on it constantly?
Yeah. Well, actually, I jump on every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning? Every single morning. I like to track it, and then I will be absolutely honest here. If I have a big poo, I'll jump back on.
Come on.
No, I do. No, I do, and I bet I'm not the only one.
Okay. I have to ask you. All right. What's the most you've lost?
Like half a kilo.
Come on.
So that's a pound, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, truly. A big poop.
This is so TMI, but that's okay. That's okay. We don't have a scale, but I'm actually thinking about buying one because the way I keep track of my weight is if my pants do up. If my pants right. don't do up, well, first of all, I would blame the fact that maybe my wife put them in the dryer or they were right. washed in hot water right. first before I'll ever accept responsibility for actually putting on any weight. That's the
litmus
test
enough.
For me.
I'm with you on that. That's totally fair enough. But the reason I have them is because I don't want to wait. Most of my pants are probably a bit too tight anyway, but I don't want to wait until like I've put on 3 kilos. I measure myself in kilos because it's a smaller number. I'm Australian and we do that. And I just, sure. most of the things I do in the imperially American thing, but my weight, it's a smaller number, girls. I'm telling you, if you're weighing kilos, you know,
that's
you don't
true.
Have to put a one in front of it. Like it's just a 2-digit thing. But I just like to track it so that if it's creeping up, I can try and nip it in the bud before it gets too far. But if you're thinking about it, then do you want to ask Siri what she thinks?
Sure. Okay. Siri, should I buy a bathroom scale?
A bathroom scale is a great idea. If you would like to torture yourself and ruin your day every time you go in your bathroom by weighing yourself, you don't need to waste money on a scale. As long as your bathroom has a mirror, you will be able to just weigh yourself by looking at your own reflection.
There
is no need to bring numbers into the situation. We all know when we are overweight by looking at ourselves. You can tell when you are heavier than you want to be.
Mm. Yeah, that's true, but there's degrees of being heavy too. Do you know what I mean?
And we have a skinny mirror, my wife says, at the house.
Oh,
so
you
it's,
do?
It's
I want
not,
one of
it's
those.
Not really accurate, right?
Oh, I want one of those.
I think they sell them at Home Depot.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon, the other side of the news.
Number 3.
March Madness began yesterday. College basketball at its best. Now, you know what? I've played basketball. I know a little bit about basketball. Very excited about watching some basketball.
But you don't get involved in the March Madness?
Not so much.
The
brackets give me a headache. Oh, my gosh. Not even close. This is a different kind of bracket system that you could have a little bit of fun with because, frankly, no human being should have a name like Cinderella Guevara or Jasmine Albuquerque Croissant or Lieutenant Charlene Sprinklehuff.
No, but they're real names.
They're all real names.
Oh, my God.
Right.
There is a website called nameoftheyear.com that runs its own version of March Madness every spring, and they find the 64 craziest real names in the news over the last year and then have them battle it out in a tournament, and it's up to us to vote for these names. And so you can go to the website nameoftheyear.com and check them out. Some of the ones we like are there is a chemist, like a pharmacist, named Tillman Buttersack.
Come on.
No, that's
can't
true.
Be right.
Tillman Buttersack. There is a professor at Duke named, and I love this name, Pope McCorkle III.
Isn't that a great name? I love that.
Well, it's such a great name. You keep naming your kids it. That's why you've got the second and the third, and God knows how many generations will be called Pope McCorkle.
Oh,
but that's
my
just
God.
Gorgeous. I mean, especially yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, so it just sounds very lovely and Irish too, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. There's a pro cricket player from Zimbabwe named J-Lord Gumby.
Yeah. There's a teenage criminal named Shuntavius Primes Willis. Made the
say
news.
That, and, say that
yeah,
three times
Shuntavius,
fast.
Yeah, right. Be careful with that one. And then last year, if you're wondering who the winner was last year, this is kind of, it came down to two people. The two finalists were in this March Madness crazy name bracket. The first one was Amanda Miranda Panda. and the person she was up against was Lancelot Super Sad Jr. And actually, Amanda Miranda Panda took the
one.
Title in the end.
Yeah.
That's really hard to say,
tongue,
Amanda
it?
Miranda. That's a new tongue twister. Yeah. Amanda Miranda Panda.
Parents had a great sense of humor. And you can check this out, have a little fun with it. And that website, what's the website again?
The website is nameoftheyear.com.
Name of the year guy. Okay, nameoftheyear.com. Hey, nothing you named your kids come close to any of these.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number 2.
You know, maybe I'm old school, but if I'm going to send something to somebody, you know, usually my wife, it's flowers, it's maybe olive oils. Maybe it's
olive
a wine.
Olive oils?
You can do that now. You can send all of it, like really cool olive oils. You can send it like a club. It's almost like a wine club. It's awesome. Or you could do
well,
wine.
Hang on. Just stop for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If you send olive oils, are you talking about like as a romantic gesture?
Well, I'm not sure you'd send olive oils as a romantic gesture. As a romantic
because
gesture.
Basically to me that is like something, here's a tool for you to use in the kitchen
when you're cooking for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you might as well buy her a packet of Swiffers or something.
Okay, point taken. Yes, don't send the olive oil. But there's a company out of Russia that is really making a name for themselves, and in fact they've been covered by virtually every news outlet in America.
Oh, the Titty Grams.
Thank you for saying it.
The Titty Grams.
Really, I was trying to figure out how to do it.
Oh, well, this is a service that it launched nearly a year ago, actually. And what it allows you to do is send a virtual card with a greeting or any other message, and it's written on a chest, male or female, although I imagine most of them are female. And here's how it works. You select your favourite model online and then send the text of your message, and as about an hour later, you'll receive a ready photo card that you can then send to a friend as a gift. Mm-hmm. And it costs about $30, and if that seems a bit steep, then you can go for the budget option, which is $8, but for that one you don't get to choose the model.
Someone
at Titty Graham just chooses who will be the carrier, if you like, of that message.
Oh, and somebody with a sense of humor.
Oh,
I'm
my
sure.
God. Well, this is a Russian business, but about 63% of the orders come from outside of Russia, mostly in English language countries like the US and UK or whatever, Hebrew, Hindi, Korean, and Japanese.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, this keeps you abreast of everything that's happening in your life. If you want to send your message like this, I would imagine
oh
that, right?
Oh, my God. Hey, by the way, do you know what those little bumps are around the nipple?
I don't even want to ask. What are they?
They're braille. No, I don't even want to say this. Even I think I better draw the line somewhere. They're braille and they have a message.
Well, what's the message?
It's not often I get shy, is it? And suddenly I'm like, I'm thinking, I'm on the radio. Do I really want to say this? All right, they're braille for here.
Listen
to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
Number one.
Okay, imagine for a second that Captain America and Wonder Woman are thumbing and hitchhiking on the side of the road. Do you stop and pick them up?
Well, I suppose you do. I mean, they're superheroes, but then you wonder why their superhero powers didn't get them out of whatever pickle they're in, right?
True. And if it's not Captain America and Wonder Woman, then which superhero would you not pick up?
Right. Yeah, okay. I don't know. No, I think you'd pick up Captain America and Wonder Woman on the side
sure,
of the road.
They're
yeah.
trustworthy, and Wonder Woman has that lasso that makes you tell the truth, but she can be invisible, so you never know what she's capable of.
Well, you don't know. That's true. Yes. But they were stuck on the side of the road. There's a man and a woman in New Hampshire who they dress up as Captain America and Wonder Woman for kids' birthday parties and things, and they're on their way to a party recently. And their car broke down on the side of the road, so they were going to be late or not make it at all. Luckily, a state trooper, Mark Sutmeyer.
Sure. Go with that.
Yeah. Was nearby and offered them a ride, and actually turned out to be even better because when Captain America and Wonder Woman showed up in a police escort, the kids went wild, as you can imagine.
Yeah, sure.
So there is a picture actually of them online posing on the side of the road next to the squad car, and a spokesperson for the police department says that if any other superheroes ever need a ride, we're here. We'll give you a hand, right?
Oh, man, good for them. Now, I wouldn't pick up Thor. Thor and that hammer, I think, would do a job on my car. Or what do you call him, Bruce Banner? Who's the big thing?
The Hulk?
The Hulk, yeah.
No, because he's going to ruin your car, the suspension
you.
And everything, right?
And that green would get everywhere.
Oh, the Uzi slime. I'll tell you who I wouldn't pick up in it if they were stranded on the side of a road waiting to go to a kid's birthday party.
Who's that?
A clown.
Oh, my God, no.
Right?
Clowns, I am going by the clowns, not picking up the clowns.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.